Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Holy Bull Day All Stakes Pick 5 edition of the Notorious OTB on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com. Use code SGPN for 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head to Cut.com. That's KUTT.com and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And we're also brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Patreon. The guys just dropped their bonus behind-the-scenes episode of Sean winning $200,000. Plus, this week's pick 'em prize is a $250 Super Bowl square. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/Patreon to join today. Welcome, everybody, to the Notorious OTB, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And folks, as always,
it's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream.
We used to read Blood Horse Magazine. I got my Cuban links on.
Yes, Cuban B.
And I'm your host, Chase Essams, the Wolf of Oakland.
I got ice all over my body looking like a snowman. Big rocks in the grill dancing like a slow jam. My chain's so heavy, I'm walking like an old man. Try me, you.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Hope everyone had a good Friday, a good week. Hopefully we gave out some winners for the races that we've covered this week. We'll find out tomorrow. Got more races we're going to cover. But first, since I'm solo, you know what this means. It's been a while since I've done a solo episode. And it lends itself to the segment I like to call musings. So let's muse. Here's a musing for you. Man in assless chaps assaults the senses at the fairgrounds. That's right. Cherie DeVoe, she tweeted that the NOLA police. That's right. The NOLA police were on the scene at the fairgrounds chasing a man wearing, and I quote, BDSM attire, wearing a ski mask, a leather collar and a leather body harness. And she says with rear end and full display, which means complete with assless chaps. And so this man is just out here running for it, trying to cheese it from the NOLA fuzz in full fetish get up. The first thing that I'll say is we do not kink shame here. We do not kink shame. Freaky deekies need love too. Second of all, there's no way this guy is sneaking up on anyone, right? Like, especially with like the leather squeaking noises that has to be making with everything that he's wearing, along with the sound of his like bare ass cheeks clapping as they scurry by, like a. I hope that's registering all ASMR style. Yeah, you can just hear it. Little cheek claps. That's how you know you're hauling butt. And scurry was a very deliberate choice of words. I don't know what else you do in that attire other than hide and wait for nightfall. Or just sit back in the cut and call a friend that doesn't judge to do emergency evacuation. You know? Someone that you can just call and be like, hey, I need you to come to this corner as quickly as possible. Open the car door, keep it running, and don't ask questions. And we all know, we all have that friend who's like, word, I got you, dog. Yeah, I've been that friend for someone. I don't want to talk about it. I really do want to know the circumstances behind this. I would read Blood Horse Magazine. It wouldn't be a we used to. It would be I currently read Blood Horse Magazine. If they did a full write-up about catching the man, I'm simply calling Cheeks. That's right. This is inspired by the... Yeah, calling my boy Cheeks. And what does it say about society, though, that I'm automatically assuming that the man in the gimp mask and the assless chaps is the aggressor in this situation? Listen, guys, Cheeks could just as easily be a victim in this tawdry tale. How do we know Cheeks didn't escape and he's not a true profile of courage?
If you had a second line and them boys got a gun, you better
run for it, run for it, run.
And if you're too deep in some beef and them boys by the time, you better
run for it, run for it, run.
Get out of there, Cheeks. Run, Cheeks. Don't ever go back. I'm thinking this guy maybe like lost his fantasy league and his friends were like way too serious. They're like, yeah, we're going to put you in full fetish gimp attire and then we're just going to cut you loose in fairgrounds. Peace. Shouldn't have finished last. All right. What are we going to be talking about today? There's an all stakes pick five at Gulfstream Park for this Saturday. That's right. Holy Bull Day. You've got the sweetest chant. Grade three. You got the Swale Stakes. You got the Ford Gal, another grade three. You got the Kitten's Joy, grade three. And last but not least, the grade three Derby Prep, the Holy Bull. Did I have a strategy for the card? You'll see how it develops. It's occurring to me what a dumb question is that I asked my guests. I retroactively apologize. Do you have a strategy for the card? How'd you look at it? Did you go bottom to top, top to bottom? I'm not the best at this, guys, but here we go. Race 8. 8.5 furlongs. The $175,000 sweetest ant stakes. Grade 3 on the turf. I think that there's a fair amount of pace signed on for this race. And I don't think that a horse on the front end necessarily holds. If I don't like the speed, then I'm inclined to go deeper on the ticket because closers don't make their own trips. I don't want every horse that's worth a damn closing on the ticket. So I ended up with three here. The three closers I think could actually do something. It's the question of how many salmon do I have to release upstream to spawn into dollar bills. And first one's going to be the number three, Style Points. Like the price here at 15-1. This one has a turn of foot and, you know, can turn it on after stalking like it did last out in the maiden breaking score. There's no Joel Rosario in town, so TGAF, I'm going to say, is an acceptable replacement for Christophe Clement. You got to think he'll keep this horse in contention, whereas Joel, as we know, tends to take our horses just wherever he wants to, really. Usually, like, way in the back. Next, we use the 6, Dynamic Pricing, 8-1. The Clarimic horse that was a winner on debut for Chad Brown. And it had Manny Franco up last out. Now gets Jose Ortiz up for the stakes race. There's all sorts of positive angles for Chad Brown here, who maybe could be, might be starting to heat up after being ice cold to start the Gulfstream meet. Maybe. We'll see. Then I use the 7, Bilitat. This price is a little bit short. I should maybe consider kicking this one off of my ticket, but you'll kind of see why I didn't later in the ticket. This invader from over the seas looks like a clear-cut favorite with some of this UK, you know, class backed up by a close second last out in a stakes race. I like the recency here. I like that this one is, you know, spin over the local track. Militat, you can't leave that one off your ticket. Couldn't quite single it, though, so I ended up going 3 deep there in the sweetest chant stakes. All right, moving on. Race 9, the 7-furlong, $125,000 Swale Stakes. This dirt race has a 3-way pace duel, and I think that it opens up early, and I want an off-pace horse here again. So I'll be taking every off-pace horse I find worth a damn in this field, and then it is horses. Another one where I like the price, the 4 Grand Mo the First. This one drops out of the graded Zuma Beach into this field, a non-graded stake. I think this one has shown the actual ability to pass other horses, and it's the most legitimate closing threat in the race. At 12-1, that's a fantastic price that I would like to be all over, and probably even put a little something into place at those odds. I also use the 6, Risk It. 9-2. This one could be a closer that showed a little bit of a passing horse's acumen, though not making a huge close last out. It definitely, you know, got past some horses, improved a couple lengths. This is more of a pressing type that could come from off the pace as a first run type horse. And also, it's a gun runner baby, and Steve Asmussen can't wake up to take a piss in the middle of the night without tripping over just a world-class sprinter on the way to the bathroom. So I do like Risk It in that spot, along with Grand Mo the First. So far, it's a pretty, you know, it's beefy-ish ticket, going 3-2 in the first 2 legs. Let's check out what we do here. Race 10, the middle leg, the hump day leg. But first, that's what we call a tease. That's what we call a tease in the industry. Got to get a word in from our good friends, us. That's right, us. Talking about the SGP Patreon. The guys just dropped this month's bonus episode. Behind the scenes breakdown of Sean's $200,000 win. This week's Patreon pick'em prize is a free $250 Super Bowl square. Plus, access to all the pick sheet and exclusive channel on Discord. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/. And, of course, our friends at Underdog Fantasy, you have a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball, and college football. Simply pick higher or lower on your favorite spicy players' fantasy stats and cash in. You can win 100 times with some spicy plays. My favorite underdog pick'em for today's show is, you know what I always say, take it to the lower level. You know what? No, it's a Friday. No, we're going to take it up another notch. We're going to take it higher. Everything higher. I don't care who it is or what it is. It's going to be the most epic night in sports ever. Everything higher. So watch along, make your picks, and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. We sign up for promo code SGPN. Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code SGPN. And got to get just a quick quick rehydration break in here real quick. If you had a second line and them boys got a gun, you better run for it, run for it, run. Too deep in some beef and them boys by the time you better run for it, run for it, run.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Are we... You know what? That song isn't even Run For It to me anymore. It's the Ballad of Cheeks. Just get out of there, Cheeks. Run, Cheeks. Yeah, so we're back to it. Race 10. 7 furlongs. $125,000 four-gal stakes. The grade three here. Spoiler, I've already got a single in the sequence coming up. It's another tease. It's what we call in the industry tease. But I was so bold as to single in multiple spots in this card. You bet your sweet fucking bippy I did.
I'm singing. I want to mingle.
You want to mingle?
Yeah.
Now- yeah, I think that Rapoli and Pletcher are going to Hulk out on this card. And it starts here with my single in the Ford gal. That's right. This would be a 2-single ticket. Boom. Plot twist. What? I'm singling the 6, scalable at 9-5. I think this one has first run and pounces between the second call and the stretch call. The only reason that this one isn't the morning line favorite is because it just broke its maiden, I think. But this horse ran in the juvenile fillies and the chandelier at Santa Anita. It's done some schooling and handled business when it finally dropped back down to facing exclusively non-winners. I think it handles the step back up just fine. And it has easily done the most, you know, schooling and learning of all the entries in this field. So we get real skinny right here in the middle of this ticket with a single.
I'm singing. I want to mingle.
Of the 6, scalable. Now, moving on. Race 11, the 8.5 furlong, $175,000 Kitten's Joy Stakes, a grade three on the turf. There really doesn't appear to be much pace in this race at all. And it looks like a horse that has itself positioned Fordley is likely to last the whole way around. So I've got two horses that I'm projecting to be Ford that I think could get home and hold off the chalk late. It's going to be two horses. First one, the number 3, Takayo at 8-1. Now this one looks like the speed of speed here. And there's really nothing I can see that would prevent this horse from getting to the lead and setting just soft fractions or taking a breather between the first and second call. I love the combination here, getting Saez up on this horse, because I think that I can count on getting an aggressive ride on the front end, as Luis Saez is wont to do. I'm also going to use yet again another big price, the 8 Freedom Principle at 20-1. Paco Lopez is someone else I can guarantee I'll get an aggressive ride, almost reckless ride. I think he won't be too passive on this pace and will try to sit a stalking trip right off of Takayo. If they go slow, this one could easily be in the mix at a massive price and could burst free with first run on Takayo. So I really like that price at 20-1. I thought that those were two pretty logical horses to go ahead and add to the ticket. I'm not going too deep with only two on that leg. Let's go ahead. Let's talk about the final leg here, where once again.
I'm singing. I want to mingle.
You want to mingle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to mingle. And this one, it's going to be a quick episode, folks. This one seems pretty simple, quite honestly. This race begins and ends with the 7 fierceness. I've added horses in the other legs knowing that I have this single in my back pocket to end it. That's how I feel about fierceness in this. If this horse runs anything near what it did in the BC Juvie, it's plenty enough to win this race. If he regresses a good bit, then it's still probably fast enough for this race. Could I see a horse maybe doing something freaky and beating fierceness? Yes. Yes, I can. It's not the lock of the century. It's not a mortal lock by any means. But if you're playing a horizontal, it's a single or a toss. And I think this one is a stone cold single. I kind of think this one kind of forces your hand. If you think that fierceness can win and you think fierceness wins more times than it loses, you have to, at the price, you have to single that horse. So that's it. That or toss it. Go everywhere else. Either shoot for every single big price, knowing that so much money is going to be flowing through fierceness. So I'm just trying to catch my prices in the legs where I think that I have prices. And then I'm trying to just take what the track's giving me and single in some of this chalk. Real quick, got to get a word in before we wrap up the ticket. From our friends at Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Peer-to-peer social betting is a new and better way to bet. Bet directly against your friends or other users on sports, politics, pop culture, and other events with verifiable outcomes. Plus, there are tons of fun social features that give it the feel of a betting social network. Cut offers lower VIG and fully customizable odds. You can create your own bets. Cut handles the payment side of the thing, so you never have to chase anyone down for money. Don't have to demand your $2 from anyone. Your social features like group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, user profiles, fan groups, and more. Plus, you get rewards. That's right. You can get cash back every single time you bet against your friends or other users. Cut also allows you to list almost any kind of bet, and it's perfect for getting action on those fun Super Bowl prop bets. Cut is the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com. That's K-U-T-T.com. And use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And we're, of course, brought to you by the good nerds at Hall of Fame Bets, who want you to win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. You can research every NFL, NBA, and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bets' revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 dream Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com and use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. And real quick, just got to get a quick hydration break in. Say this, say go DJ, say go DJ, All right, let's wrap up this ticket for you. Starting in the first leg, race 8. We went 3 deep there. The number 3, Style Points at 15-1. The number 6, Dynamic Pricing at 8-1. And the 7, Militot at 5-2. In race 9, the Swale Stakes, we went 2 deep. The number 4, Grandmo the First at 12-1. And the number 6, Risk It at 9-2. Race 10. The first of two singles on the card. The number 6, Scalable at 9-5. Then race 11, 2 deep again with 2 prices. The first one being the number 3, Takayo at 8-1. And number 8, Freedom Principle at 20-1. And then last but not least, we're just going to let it ride with Fierceness, the Stone Cold single, in the final leg of the Holy Bull Stakes Day card. And that's a $6 ticket at the 50-cent base. You know what? If I miss it, you can give me shit for not hitting a pick 5, but I also didn't give you a fucking $50 ticket to play that doesn't land. I gave you my best educated stab for 6. I showed some grit. I showed I have some jam. You know, you need a couple jam guys sometimes that are out there, put their stones out there. That's me. But jam. sandpaper guy, you know? Yeah, it's been a very ASMR-y episode. For that, I apologize. Or maybe I don't, because that's a sign of weakness. Boom. What? That's going to do it for us here at the Notorious OTB, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. We will be back next week with exciting guests, maybe an update on our friend Cheeks, and much, much more. We'll catch you next week. Have a good weekend.